Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I'm your host, Cheryl Scott, and I'm here with my friend. Say huzzah!
Hurrah, which is how you say hooray in German.
Oh, I thought it was fuck the Jews.
Hurrah. No, no, that's in the Palestinian.
Oh, okay, okay. My mistake.
By the way, I love your opening, but why does asshole have such a negative connotation? I happen to like assholes.
Okay, so your interpretation of asshole is not my concern.
Okay? Good.
When I wrote that opening, I literally Googled every single offensive word. I was inspired by George Carlin's 7 words you can't say.
Is cunt in there? Because that's like the most offensive.
Cunt is in there.
Okay. Good cunt.
Everything is in there.
Baruch Hashem.
Ah, mazel tov. Anyways, before we continue, I need to take care of business. So if you like this show.
I do.
Yay.
Yeah.
If you like this show, please rate, review, subscribe, and share. It's an anonymous podcast. Anonymous is so hard
and
to say.
If you see a QR code, scan it.
Scan that motherfucker. Anonymous is really hard to say when you're activated. And for those of you who don't know, we are constantly saying the word activated to convey a sense of intoxication that is most enjoyable. So we're very pro activation here at Get Canceled. You know, we're inclusive. So if you want to smoke some weed, if you want to drink some alcohol, if you want to do some mushrooms, get activated.
Do them.
All right. So today downstairs just now, we watched some stand-up. Chris Rock, Bigger and Blacker.
Yes.
This was recorded in 1999.
It was a different time.
It was a different time, but I very much enjoyed everything that he was saying. This is something that I want to do on Get Canceled, is go and watch old stand-up and talk about it and see what's still relevant.
Old stand-up that you can watch 20 years later, 50 years later, 40 years later, and it's still relevant. This was 25 years ago, and everything he was talking about in his special is shit we're still dealing with today, or shit that he was just saying we'd be dealing with, and we're dealing with it today. This guy, like Nostradamus Chris Rock. I'm going to say that he's Nostradamus Chris because he was on to shit.
I will definitely second that. Yeah. So he started this special at Strong with school shootings. And I think this was right around when Columbine happened. If I had a producer of this show, I'd be like, hey, look it up.
I long for that time. We had it good then when everyone knew what Columbine was. Now when people talk about school shootings, it's like, did you hear about that school shooting? And people are like, which one? The one from this afternoon or earlier today or the other day? It's sad. We're desensitized to it. I think Sandy Hook, was it 2012, was the last one where I was like in shock by it. And then now you hear about these things and it's really sad that we're numb to it.
I wonder what is going on. There has to be a couple things that are causing this, because guns were
more. It's the media.
I feel like the media 100% has a part to do with it. We are
glorifying
these crazy ass bitches.
Glory holing? No, that's different.
It is different, but you know what? They'll experience that in prison.
Yeah, it's different. So I've heard.
The fact that this is something that is so much more common and so much more frequent, to the point where teachers are doing drills in case there is a school shooter, what is going on? People were more relaxed about guns 30 years ago. People weren't all up in arms, no pun intended, about guns. And I do think the media has something to do with it. The theme seems to be, for me, mental illness. And that's exactly what Chris talks about.
I mean, people fantasize about it. They have easy access to it. They're desensitized to it because they grew up. It's like not something you could ever think about doing back when we were growing up.
I'm going to push back against that. It's so fucking crazy. There's only a small group of people who think about this, but it is growing. Most people have a well-adjusted life to be like, I'm not going to fucking kill a bunch of people so I can be notorious for the end of time.
I think people are realizing in often cases how they will be, even if a brief period of time, people will know about them. They will feel justified. But I think it's just, we are desensitized to it. They glorify it or whatever, you know, they romanticize it.
So I am of the mindset that we should not talk about the name of the person who's a shooter, because I think it brings notoriety. Also, there has been a resurgence in true crime. Everyone's got a fucking true crime podcast or channel on YouTube. And in a weird way, we're glorifying, celebritizing true crime. So people are becoming more notorious.
Like I said, we become desensitized to it. So we need more and more and more to like shock our senses. You know, I don't know.
This is a side note. This will be a topic to be discussed another time, but porn. The desensitization of porn, how frequently and how easy it is to get porn, and also the content. It's not fucking softcore porn that kids are stumbling across. It's fucking graphic ass shit.
What sort of graphic shit are they stumbling upon?
Anything that you could think of is out there. You just have to Google it.
I feel like if you Google it, you'll go directly to jail. If you Google, like, how to
do... Bestiality? I'm talking about porn.
Right, but then you go to the website and then like Spectrum shuts you down.
No. Anything you could think of, you can look it up and find it. You know, if you're determined enough. And everyone's right. All fucking nerdy these days, all on the internet, growing up with all fucking screens and bullshit.
Now we got VR goggles.
That's fucked up right there. Don't even get me started.
VR porn.
That's it. That's the downfall of society.
People have like AI fantasy girlfriends.
For sure they do. Online dating is just a component to it where we've shifted people to interact with each other virtually instead of in person.
Well, I disagree with that online thing because when people talk about online dating, I always say it's an online meeting place. It's great because it knocks two big things out of the way right up front. A, both of y'all are looking for some sort of date, and B, there's some sort of like attraction. And then if it goes well in the first virtual chat, whatever, then you meet up and you see if you hit it off. But it's only online meeting.
You have a chance to get to know that person, but it's not like this story or this facade is being presented to you the way it is presented sometimes virtually. It's not authentic. Whereas you stumble across someone in real life, right. That's a real interaction that you have. It's not a carefully curated.
Right. That's fine. I mean, if you're looking to date, all I'm saying is online dating. I know we're getting on a side, but online dating, if you're looking for something, you're in a place with other people looking for something. And if you match and are talking to each other, you know there's some sort of mutual interest. So it checks off two important things. You know you're dating and you know there's some interest, and then you figure out if you want to meet up.
I think
you
know? The problem is the follow through. Well, there's a lack of follow through.
The lack of follow through is about a lack of interest. So if there's a lack of follow through, there's a lack
of
interest.
Or a surplus of options.
At any rate, it's presented as a lack of interest because there's not enough interest in you to keep it going, or you're not interested enough to respond.
Yeah.
I mean, people talk to so many people. That's a downfall of them. But when you do meet up with someone and they want to hang out again and whatever, and it's going well, it's great. I'm saying when you meet someone online, it's not online dating. You just meet online. You date regular.
Okay. So anyways, let's get back to fucking. Okay. So I took notes. This was an hour long special. I took notes. When he starts out, he's making jokes about school shootings because I feel like today with all of this wokeness, right? This was done in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
I think that nowadays, very few comics would make a joke about school shootings.
Yeah.
But I do think with comedy is so important. There needs to be no limits.
Right.
And if you can make a joke about something that is so awful, that's the place to do it.
Right. That's why I love a good Holocaust joke.
I do too. I love a good Hitler joke.
Oh, yeah.
I love a good Hitler joke. I do, because it's just like, it's so fucked up. If you don't laugh about it, right. You're going to cry about it.
And if we can't make like Holocaust jokes, then there would be no Sarah Silverman, and that would be sad.
Yeah, it's like, where's the humanity in that? It's so fucked up. Anyone with any sort of moral compass knows that to try to fucking kill a bunch of people based off of one component of who they are,
right.
That's fucked up.
There have got to be at least two.
At least. Okay, so he talks about school shootings and makes the joke about Everyone's asking, is this kid listening to what music? What is he watching? Remember when Marilyn Manson, Eminem?
Oh, like the kids that do the shootings. Like, yeah, where are they getting it?
Or playing all these video games. Like, right. What are the messaging that these kids are getting to make them become shooters?
Right.
He talks about these kids. It doesn't matter what they're listening to. People listen to shit all the time. It doesn't mean they're going to go out and kill a bunch of people. Right. People who go out and kill a bunch of people are fucking crazy.
Unless it's Rammstein, but anyway, go.
Rammstein. I don't know what that is. That, ooh, Humas.
Du hast mich.
Is that what that is? I got it.
Yeah.
I fucking Rammstein. Can't believe that. Yeah. Okay, but these kids who shoot up schools are fucking crazy.
It's called neurodivergent.
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 Isn't that crazy? It sounds like the name of a sci-fi movie.
No, I think that's just divergent. It's a good movie.
I knew I had a taste of it from somewhere.
That's what mouthwash is for.
In addition to the fact that these people are crazy, if you're crazy and you want to get guns, you can get guns. It's not the gun themselves, but like, what was the upbringing? The parents. Let's hold the parents accountable for this shit.
I mean, yeah, they're being held accountable. If it's a, you know, minors, they're held accountable.
The minor has a lesser sentence, but the parents of the minor don't necessarily face any charges.
A lot of times it will face civil charges. They can face criminal charges, but they probably... Yeah, I don't know that any parents have gone to jail for anything that their kids have done like that.
Yeah. I watched this show. It's called Evil Lives Here. They talked about stories where family members or loved ones who were affected by people who went on to do these heinous crimes, they share their story and what that experience.
Heinous crimes.
Heinous Dun-dun. Crimes. Dun, dun, dun. So sometimes these parents would tell these stories whose kids went on to do school shootings, and they said they knew something was wrong and they tried to get their kid help, but there was nothing in place because they hadn't done anything yet. So they're like trying to warn people like, no, there's something wrong with him, but he hasn't done something yet.
So, yeah, you got to have guns locked up. I mean, even if you live in like Montana, you should probably have guns locked up. You can have guns, but like they should be locked up. And if your kid's under 18, they should not have access to them.
Not at all.
You know what? I wouldn't say not at all. I mean, honestly, if you have like, let's say you live out in the country or wherever and you go shooting, you've been shooting with your son or your daughter or your wife, let's say your son or your daughter, since they were like 12, right? Safe age to go start shooting. They're training. They know how to use a weapon. And let's say your 16-year-old daughter's at home, your 16-year-old son, and someone who wants to invade the home. Are you going to tell your kid, yeah, sorry, you know how to shoot and properly use a weapon, right? If you've been training with a weapon since you were like 12, you know how to use a gun for defense in your house, right? So should no kids who are responsible be able to defend their homes if they're trained?
But again, kids who are going to go do a school shooting, they're crazy.
Right.
They're crazy. So someone who is responsible and knows how to use a weapon, it's...
So how do you prevent the crazy kids? You basically say, oh, if you have kids that are weird, then you have to lock your guns up. But if you think your kids are normal, then it's fine.
I think always lock your guns up. But the most important part is pay attention to your child. And there needs to be more awareness around the behavior of the child. Because I do think there's signs that lead up to something like this.
Right.
It's not like someone out of nowhere.
When they're goth.
Fucking shoots up everyone.
Basically goth
kids. Not even goth. It could be anyone.
I always wondered about those goth kids.
Let us know. Are there any goth listeners out there?
Yeah.
I was never goth, so I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, don't come after me. I'm afraid of goth.
Okay, back to the list.
We talked about Clinton getting in trouble for getting a blowjob.
Let's start over. So he touched on Clinton because 1999, and this was during the impeachment where he lied about getting a blowjob from Monica Lewinsky.
Right. Monica Bluklinski.
Monica
Bluklinski.
Bluklinski.
Monica Bluklinski.
Give that bitch a tissue.
She's going to need more than a tissue.
Do you think Clinton has a lot of cum when he splooshes? Is
I think, if it's, I think if it's the first load of the day or the evening,
Or it's been like a couple days because you've been in the Situation Room.
He plays the sax,
There's
man.
Stories.
My ex met him many, many years ago at a party, and she met him, and she was like enamored with him. It was like...
Do you think it's the accent?
It's everything. It's the suave,
energy
the debonair,
that
it's
he
the
has.
Saxophone. It's just, he's a cool, he's chill, he's long.
He's a smooth
you know,
operator.
Yeah, I mean, he's a cool guy. nothing against them.
It's interesting because it was before the whole Me Too movement. And so the jokes he was making, I think most people would have stayed away from the type of jokes he was making because of the whole Me Too movement. So it goes again to fucking woke culture killing comedy.
Yeah. You know, he probably wouldn't make those jokes now, but also it's hard because that's not what's going on now.
But if it were going on, would he make those jokes right now? I don't know.
That's a good question. I think some people might. I think Chappelle would. I think Chris Rock might, too. I mean, he's not, like, doing a bunch of movies right now. If he wanted to go do a special about whatever the fuck, he could do it.
I think you need to have fuck you money.
Right. But, you know, it's still, as he said, a lot of people wouldn't take his place just because he's black, you know.
You asshole. Silence your phone.
We were saying how Chris Rock, he made a really funny joke about how he's like, you know how good it is to be a white person? He's it's so good to be a white person. The average like white person would not trade places with me. He's like, and I'm rich. And he still wouldn't trade places. You know, the guy was on to a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he's not our president. I think if he was at the helm of this country, you know, someone like that with a foresight, everyone should watch this bigger and blacker and be like, oh, this guy was on to things that were going on. He was on to things that were coming up. He's like on it.
It was very on point. You know what else he talked about that also I really like? He talks about dads and the role of fathers and the importance of dads being in the home. Shit goes down and things go sideways when there isn't that strong father presence. And he makes an emphasis to say not just like some motherfucker. It's someone who is being honorable and being a father and standing up and doing their job as being a provider and fucking taking care, handling their shit.
He's not like talking about the daddy that knocked up mommy and left.
Yeah.
He's talking about the good dad.
Yeah.
The one and sticks around.
And he calls out women who are going out partying, slutting it up. No like offense to slut shame, but slutting it up when you have a young child at home and you're out on a Wednesday and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? Be home with your child.
A bad parenting shame.
It's okay to have a little healthy shame because society functions because everyone needs to know the rules. It's unspoken rules.
And who knows better about the unspoken rules of parenting than two old Jews who don't have any kids and have dogs?
How dare you? I am not old.
Tell that to your bubbies. Our bubbies.
Pickles?
Bubby's Pickles. Yes, yes. Bubby's Pickles.
Yeah.
Again, since it was brought up, best pickles ever. Bubby's, send us some pickles or don't. But everyone should go buy Bubby's Pickles because they're the best pickles. If you haven't had them, they're in the refrigerated section. Yeah.
Because I want to know if this fucker's full of shit or not.
Oh my God. Bubby's Pickles are the best. Best pickles.
Okay. So dad. Dad is the job that is expected to be. And you don't get any gratitude or appreciation. It's expected. But women, they like to be like, I don't need a man. I'm going to do it all. And I maybe I'm reading a little bit more into it, but like, what is the role that women play if men are doing this basic function that men have always done, but women are now expecting it and there's no appreciation for what it means to be a man and the role that plays in a family dynamic?
Right.
Was that rhetorical?
Everything is rhetorical if you say it. Everything is rhetoric if you say it. I mean, I think roles are changing. I think the needs of a family have changed a lot in the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Good luck making it as like a single income family nowadays. So the needs and the roles and the everything is changing. You've got two people at bat trying to make it happen. I've never been married, but I'm pretty sure it works best when you're on a team. Whatever you guys figure out is the game plan. You got to be on the same team.
Yeah. Same team, same page.
Right. Sometimes it's just two people working together. Sometimes it's just separating the roles. Someone's taking care of the house. Someone's taking care of the finances. The roles and the opportunities have changed a lot. Some women are making a lot of money. A lot of women are making a lot of money. And it's like, you guys, if it's two working people, two working parents, a lot of times they can just have a much better life. And people want to do that.
A lot of my friends talk about how they want a man who is a man. They don't necessarily want to be the dominant one in the relationship. But there's been this idea of men taking that step back, the father's taking care of the kids, while the wife goes out and works. I don't know. I think that's more the exception to the rule. I think most women want men to be men and be the providers that they've been for fucking caveman times.
Right.
I mean, that's what I prefer. all of this effeminate men, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Effeminate them?
Men.
Them. Effeminate them. They?
Therms, herms.
Effeminate they.
E others. It's just like, let the exception to the rule be what it is, right? Like, if you want to do your thing, do your thing. But for the most part, myself and the majority of women that I know want their men to be men.
Right.
And they're okay, I think, taking that step back of what that means. I have a friend, she's married, she works part-time. She feels guilty because her husband works, but there's two kids, and I do think she has this weird, like, I should be working and also providing for the family and not really acknowledging that raising your kids is providing for your family. Taking care of the home is providing for your family. And don't sell yourself short of that, you know?
Of course it is. I mean, I wonder if your friend's like, it's not about what she wants, her husband wants, or whatever. It's like about what they need to do to make their family work, right?
Or it's like a societal pressure of this need that you're imposing on yourself.
They can move to like Virginia and then only one person can work. Or
it's not even necessarily about the working. It's feeling the obligation to also work as well as being a mom to the young kids.
But where does that obligation come from? Is the obligation coming from she feels like she needs to contribute to the finances? Or is that her thinking she needs to not give up on her dreams of everything she studied for and she wants to go to work?
It's contribution to the finances.
So if that's what they need to do to be able to pay their mortgage, then it's like they don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, it's not quite that way. They're fine. Uh-huh. She doesn't need to. She feels obligated to for some reason.
You know, it helps them budget. Maybe she likes going out to work a little bit and like keeping up with her career.
That's true.
She has a career she worked hard at. She also probably doesn't want to give up on that. She also probably is like, well, you know, if you're out of it for a long time, good luck getting back into it 5 years later.
Yes, that's very true. So let's move on. We can start to wind it down. Sorry, everybody out there. This guy's on a time limit, so we're trying to be mindful of time, which is hard for us here at Get Canceled because most of us are retarded. Ooh, okay. So one thing that he was talking about, we'll end on this note, is he does a whole bit about AIDS and people who are sick with AIDS. And that there will never be a cure for AIDS because there's too much money to be made in the medicine and there's no money to be made if they cure it.
That's right.
So he goes, we're going to set it up so you can live with AIDS so we can continue to make money off of you, but we're not actually going to cure you.
Right.
And what medicine has cured anyone since polio was his reference.
Right.
But it just sort of feels very reminiscent of what happened with COVID mm-hmm. and pushing these vaccines. I don't really understand how.
Wait, are you telling me the drug companies made money on the vaccines?
Those insidious little motherfuckers.
No way.
I don't understand how money was made because nobody had to actually pay for the shot to get it.
Oh, the government paid. A lot of people made money on the shot. You had hospitals and urgent cares. Like, I don't know. They could bill some insurance. Like, if someone had insurance, they bill insurance for it. Like, people made money on testing and lots of billing insurance for testing and things like that. So there's a whole, I mean.
Okay, that's okay.
I don't want to say, like, there was an industry of it, but.
No, definitely an industry. Like, fucking people made so much money.
PPE, like fucking masks. People were making hundreds of thousands of dollars, like opening up plants, making masks, selling masks in the beginning.
I still see people with masks. And it's so weird to me. Everyone out there, it's okay. Take your mask off. You will be fine.
Yeah.
Like, relax, everybody. Like, this whole fucking thing was not as bad as everyone made it out to be. Like, let's be realistic and also reflect and do some history and compare it to other pandemics that came through the world, because this is not the first pandemic, okay?
Is it going to be the last, though?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
But it would be nice if we didn't do man-made pandemics like this bullshit.
Plandemic?
Not planned, but made in a lab.
Like, if we didn't do anything about it, would we have been in a same or worse position or whatever?
It's hard to say because this was something that wasn't in nature. It evolved very quickly. What is it? The word I'm looking for is with an M. It
mutated?
Mutated very quickly. No one was able to prepare for it. And it mutated so quickly because it came from something that was man-manipulated. They didn't see this in nature.
Manipulated. I'm offended by that word.
They manipulated.
Them manipulated.
Them manipulated.
Them manipulated.
Fuck off with all this nonsense. right?
Which nonsense?
All of it. So the pronoun nonsense, for sure. Right. Fuck off with that. Also, like, let's be real. It came out of a lab. Let's just call a spade and try to learn from this experience. This is not something that came out of a wet market from a pangolin.
From people whatever. Eating bats, I think. That's the story. Allegedly.
Mutilating bats?
Mutating bats.
No, mutating pangolins.
What's a pangolin?
I've never heard of a pangolin until fucking COVID. South Park did an episode also.
I thought they were eating bats in a market.
No, they're saying it came from a pangolin and maybe someone...
What is a pangolin?
I don't know. I've never heard of this animal until now.
I'm just going to assume it's like the Asian version of a... Oriental. Are we allowed to say Oriental anymore? I forget. Or the Oriental version.
The Oriental rug version.
Of like a marmot or a ferret. Like what is Richard Gere, that animal he
has? Oh, a gerbil.
Gerbil? Right. It's like the Oriental version of a gerbil. I don't know.
Do you know which rodent I hate the most?
Don't say hamster.
No. Guinea pigs. Guinea pigs have no souls.
Why?
Look into their eyes and you tell me if they have a soul.
VR porn.
That's it. That's the downfall of society.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.